Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live from training camp in Santa Clara. B, talk to me, brother. What's going on?
I swear to God. What a start. what a start. What's going on, man? I heard peace pipes and everything. I'm all set up, and I don't know the crack staff back there, man. I guess we're technology challenged, I would say.
I mean, I think your shirt was too bright. It blew out all the lights. It blew out the mic. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. Friday, it's sort of payday, even though I'm not getting paid from you guys
anymore. Where are you?
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, I'm feeling good.
Where is he?
Where are you?
He's in Santa Clara.
Well, I'm in the NFL Films room here at Levi Stadium in a media center. It's like a little club. Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Yeah. It got the lights in here. Got the little TVs and stuff like that.
You almost look like Mariucci.
I do, right? I just can't play bocce ball. I don't know how to play bocce ball.
Hey, what do you make of this whole thing? Like, Bonte, like, you've been, obviously, nobody has been in the locker room at Chase Center more than you since its inception. Nobody's been around this team as long as you. You've seen it from all angles. One of the greatest coaches of all time, one of the greatest players of all time. one of the young ascending players that we've had a lot of promise for, the various points that they've had, you know, success, frustration, impasses. What do you make of the recent Malik Monk protected first-round pick, not protected first-round pick, Jonathan Kuminga trade, just the whole lot of it?
Well, the bottom line is it feels like J.K. does not want to play with the Golden State Warriors, which is what we talked about ad nauseum all offseason. When the season was over, I remember you and Spadoni, Shapsky, asked me, what are the chances Kuminga comes back and plays with the Golden State Warriors? And I said there's a 90% chance he's not coming back. And, you know, that has dipped, it's gone back and forth, it's fluctuated. And now you look at the situation, it's clear as day. He's betting on himself, which, look, Warrior fans could say he's an idiot for doing that, and maybe his career works out, and maybe it does not work out. But we do it in all walks of life. Shasky, you left your sales job. You bet on yourself to win the 95-70 game. Hell, I bet on myself to win the NBC Sports Bay Area. Evan Giddings, you bet on yourself and made it a point to make this your career. We bet on ourselves in all walks of life, so I'm not going to fault the young men for doing that. But the fact that we're here, and I could kind of see it coming once he started playing well in the second round of the playoffs, because all of a sudden he's playing like that. And I know they didn't win a game because Curry didn't play, but he played well. Jimmy played well at times. What about the guys who did not play well? And I could go down the list of guys who did not play well in that series. And all of a sudden he's saying, you know what? I've been here for 4 years. My role has fluctuated. Like, how about this? JK's been here for over 4 years. You know how many times he's played over 30 minutes in a basketball game?
15.
42 times.
Oh.
Over the course of his four-year career, including Jackie Robinson. He's played over 30 minutes. Now, when he does play 30 minutes a game, the numbers are comparable to Franz Wagner down in Orlando. I mean, he gives you over 26 rebounds or whatnot. Now, you can say, does it impact winning? Well, who's in the lineups? Who's he playing next to? Is he playing next to Steph? Is he playing next to Clay? Is he playing next to Draymond Green? So the whole situation just stinks because I do think the young man has a promising skill set. And you look at the league, wings, defenders, on-the-ball defenders, guys who can go get their buckets. And look, it's hard playing with Stephen Curry. There's a lot of guys who don't know how to screen or win the screen. They don't have the instincts to screen for a guy like Stephen Curry. So I don't know where this is going, but it sounds like J.K. has played his final game with the Golden State Warriors.
So I think there's so many. I mean, there's a contingent that no matter what Jonathan Kuminga does, they're going to be mad, right? So let's not acknowledge that aspect. I think where a bulk of fans get frustrated is the domino effect of his decisions and what path he chooses has ramifications on how the Warriors can build their team. And I do understand their point of view on the frustration of the situation as a whole, but I zoom out and I'm like, the organization also bears a big brunt of this, and I don't think we're giving them enough of the same kind of energy.
No doubt. And look, I understand both sides of this. Look, we're all Warrior fans. We want to see them do well. And when they do well, it's good for business. Radio, television, Chase Center, it's great for business. Jonathan Kuminga is using his leverage. And what we all want in life is leverage, right? We want leverage in every profession. Mm-hmm. If you can gain leverage and gain a little bit of power, you're going to get paid. You're going to be able to dictate things on your terms, which is what J.K. and his agent, Aaron Turner, are trying to do. They're trying to dictate things on their terms and use all the leverage they can to get the deal or play on the team that they want to play on. Now, I wish they could reconcile. I wish J.K. was a member of the Golden State Warriors because I see J.K. on a roster with Horford, Melton, and Jimmy, and Steph, and Draymond. I'm like, all right, cool. We're cooking with something here because I believe in J.K.'s skill set. And I believe he can help this team elevate in the Western Conference. But, yes, the organization, you know, whether or not it was training, putting them part of a package for Larry Marketed, putting them in a package for Paul George, or maybe trading back to the second year, because I get why the young man is growing frustrated, and I get why some Warrior fans are growing frustrated, because every time he elevates his game, he gets hurt. Or he elevates his game and he comes back, and he's coming back slowly, and he's rusty or whatnot. So, look, the organization – they do bear some of the brunt of this. They do bear some of the blame for the way the situation has come. But training camp's not until October. We still got some time, and the Warriors are going to slow play this until they get the best deal that they can get. Is the Malik Monk deal good? I like Malik Monk as a player. Defensively, you're going to give up some things, right? They want to unprotect their first-round pick. Sacramento doesn't want to give that up. So the Warriors, at least by waiting, has forced Sacramento, if this is true, this Malik Monk proposed deal, all of a sudden we've gone from Devin Carter, Dario Saric, to Malik Monk. Now, can you get the Keegan Murray? That's what I want to know. So the Warriors, by slow playing this, have already gotten Sacramento to up the ante in a potential deal for Jonathan Kuminga to sign a trade.
Yeah, I'm with you, B. I think it's 50-50 for me. I think both sides are equally culpable in this. But in regards to the Kings' offer, I thought it was notable that Amick mentioned that Keegan Murray and Keon Ellis hadn't even been discussed. And maybe that would be the next level of a potential buy for Golden yeah. State. But it sounds like the protection, at least in this particular offer, was the hang-up. I do have to ask you, though, because like one thing that I agree wholeheartedly. We have all bet on ourselves in life, and we all, I think, strive to in some way, shape, or form. However, betting on yourself in this situation looks like a qualifying offer. And I just don't know how coming back to a situation that you already don't want to be in, your employer knows you don't want to be in, like creating that sort of toxic environment, I'm not just saying from the Warriors' perspective, but also for Kuminga, where you're kind of on an island if you come back in the training camp. And it to me, it'd be more with the coaching staff than it is with your actual teammates. I don't think that players hold it against guys who are trying to get theirs and improve their careers. But to me, that it can't happen for both sides, because I think it just creates too toxic of a situation for both Kuminga and the Warriors, and that's why eventually this has to be rectified, though I understand the one card that JK's camp has to play is that he will opt into that 7.9.
Hey, well, I thought it was laughable the whole time when I heard about this, you know, maybe a month ago or 3 months ago, when somebody said, well, JK can sign a short-term deal, knowing that the Warriors are going to trade him in February.
Yeah,
really, you think that's going to work out? It sounds good, and then you get to the games. And then you get to a rabid fan base, hyper-focused on everything JK's doing. Yep. Oh, wait, he just walked by Steve Kerr. They didn't even look at each other. Oh, wow, JK looked off Stephen Curry. Oh, how dare he look off Stephen Curry? All of that. Not, I mean, come on. Like, let's live in the real world for a second. You're going to tell her, you're going to, hey, accept the qualifying offer. We're going to trade you in February. And you think you're going to, we just read a story from Tarvarius Ward, who, God bless his soul, lost his daughter. But Tarvarius Ward came into training camp last year, seeing everybody hold out, seeing everybody get their money and saying, oh, they're not even going to come at me for a contract extension? Well, you know what? I don't care what happens the first 6 weeks. He admitted that he did not care about the results of the game. He was just out there to get his. So you think a 22-year-old won't do that?
Yep.
Going into a situation saying, boy, I feel like my growth has already been stunted for the last 4 years. I played the best basketball. I sprained my ankle in early January. They traded for Jimmy. All of a sudden, I'm not playing anymore. I don't play the entire Houston series. And all of a sudden, Steph gets hurt, and they ask me to play, and I play well. The hell with that. So that whole nonsense about, oh, yeah, let's just sign him and JK, nod, wink, wink, we're going to trade you in February. Yeah, that's going to be a toxic situation. And that's not all on JK. That's the organization as well. Knowing that a player is thinking about, I'm going to be elsewhere in 4 months. Maybe I don't go hard on his screen. Maybe I don't go hard on his drive. Maybe I don't close out on this opponent because I don't want to get hurt, because I want my value to be good enough to get traded to another team and maybe get paid when I become an unrestricted free agent next summer. Yeah, it's bad right now, man. As a fan, zooming out, this is not a good look for both parties. But I hope things blow over, honestly, because I think the young man has a lot of talent.
Okay, blow over. That's an interesting way of putting it. Because, like, in times of crisis, like, I always look at someone like John Lynch as a great example. Like, various points in time, he'll sit somebody down, and, like, it feels like he has the credibility and the wherewithal and just the human touch to be able to get everyone on the same page. Whether that's true or not, I have that sense he is able to do that. I'm sure Jerry West was viewed as such for the Grizzlies and the Lakers, and even at times for the Warriors. Who would be that guy right now with the organization to get everyone on the same page? If that were to happen, do they even have someone in position to do that?
Yeah, you know, Bob Myers would have been great in this situation, right? But this is where Joe Lacob, Mike Dunleavy, and Steve Kerr, and I think it's more important for Steve Kerr, because that, to me, is where the disconnect is, where Steve Kerr and J.K., it's obvious. You know, when J.K. had that game against Denver a couple years ago, didn't play the final 18 minutes, Denver goes on a 25-4 run, you'll get just a half-court shot. And then, so, you know, there's an article an hour later saying, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. Get me out of here. Next thing you know, Steve Kerr and J.K. meet the next day. J.K. gets a haircut. And next thing you know, he averages damn near 20 the rest of the season. Well, we know how that season ended, right? They lost in a playing game. But obviously, there's a disconnect with J.K. and Steve Kerr in the way Steve Kerr wants J.K. to play. Now, Steve Kerr mentioned names like Sean Marion. If J.K. became Sean Marion, I think every Warrior fan in the world would be happy. Sean Marion was no scrub. A guy who averaged over 15 and 8 for the course of his career. Was a three-time all-star, all-defensive player, with blocked shots. I would love for J.K. to be a player like that. But in this situation, to repair this situation, I believe it has to come from Steve Kerr. And they got to have a heart-to-heart with J.K. And maybe that trust has been broken now, because it has been 4 years. And when you watch the way this season played out, that trust may be gone, and J.K. may be at a point of no return saying, yeah, I'm not buying it. I've been here for too long. I want to move on here. So, look, Joe Lacob loves J.K. I know that for sure. I know the Lacobs love him. Does Dunleavy love him? I'm not sure where Dunleavy stands in this situation. But I don't love the fact that people are just willing to give away a 22-year-old athletic marvel who could defend on the perimeter, who could go get a bucket, in a league that's full of young stallions running, and you look at the Western Conference, you need a guy like J.K. That's what we're looking for. So it would have to be from Steve Kerr, and I don't know if that trust is still there between J.K. and Steve Kerr.
Evan, does this sound like a man who was ready to walk away from radio, or does this sound like a man who's ready to do five more hours on this topic?
I mean, I think we could talk to him all day. We only got him for another 15 minutes. That's why I want to get this in. I'm with you. I don't think that this relationship is going to be able to be reconciled. The one between Kerr and Kuminga. It's because of what you talked about. Like, there are breadcrumbs all over the place in the last 2 years. And last week was just another headline that confirms he does not believe that he is going to reach his potential with Steve Kerr as his head coach. It was, I think it was a couple of years ago from his camp, he doesn't believe he can develop under Steve Kerr. It's all synonymous. It's all the same. Like, it's just written different ways. J.K. does not feel like he is going to achieve whatever he believes that he can with Steve Kerr as his head coach. And so that to me is the crux of the issue. If Kerr wasn't here, they might be able to talk this thing out. But I think that last week when we heard from Slater that Kerr has reached out to try and bridge things with, like, he doesn't want to hear that. And I completely understand why. And that's why I think going into training camp, the Warriors have to find a way to get something for him, because the one thing that I don't want to be reading about continuously or hearing about is, how is Steve Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga's relationship? Because that's about the only thing that people are going to be asking about come October 21st on opening night.
Welcome to sports talk radio / contenting / social media. That's all everybody's going to focus on for the foreseeable future. But it is funny. One, the whole trusting with Steve Kerr, the breadcrumbs. Go back to training camp last year in Hawaii, where Draymond's like, hey, JK's a three. He's not a four. He's a three. And the next day, Steve Kerr comes on and says, well, JK's a four. I view him as a four. So now you got to disconnect right there. One player thinks he's a three. The coach thinks he's a four. Think back to it. And it's just ironic to me that the Kings are in the mix right now, because it was a couple years ago during that playoff series where, you know, we had the Hawaiian Punch incident and, you know, you're going in the first round. And I heard rumblings that JK's like, yo, come trade for me. Get me out of here. Because remember, Wiggins left for 2 months. Wanted to be for personal reasons. He was gone for 2 months. JK, people forget this stuff. And I can't stand the New Age fans now. Honest to God, I can't stand them, because it's all, what have you done for me lately? They forget. Because we're in the cockpit every single day. JK was helping stabilize the lineup.
I know.
He was coming along as a second-year player. Wiggins comes back. JK's back to the bench. And he's like, damn, I got the short hook because I got blown by Malik Monk 2 straight possessions. Okay, fine. It's a long basketball game, and he doesn't even play. Talking to Jordan Poole last year when he was out here to chase it, he goes, you know, it just felt like the young guys didn't really get a sniff in the playoffs, so we kind of lost our confidence there. So it's just kind of funny that the Kings, full circle here 2 years later, are seeking Jonathan Kuminga, or they want Jonathan Kuminga bad to bring him up there to Sacramento, which we haven't even talked about the fit up in Sacramento. He wants the ball. DeRozan wants the ball. Demontis Sabonis wants the ball. Dennis Schroeder wants the ball. So how the hell is that going to work out? But I don't know how this works. I don't know how this ends well for the Golden State Warriors in terms of bringing J.K. back. It just feels like both parties just need to move on, get the best deal you can get, and let's just continue to keep people, because it's driving me crazy now. People every single day, what's up with J.K.? And the label that J.K.'s getting. I'm not a player fan whatsoever. But we're so quick to pivot and just rip dudes. We just rip certain dudes. It was like we focus on, well, J.K. got his money and losses. Well, how about we focus on the players who didn't show up in the playoffs, who shot less than 30% from three or shot less than 30% from the floor? I can name a slew of players who did that in the Minnesota series or didn't defend at a high freaking level. So, if anything, he helped the Warriors from getting blown out by 40 every single game. We should be thankful for that.
Dude, you're on fire. I'm just sitting back listening, watching you work for me the final hour of the week. It's been great. It's great for my mentals. I'm not going to lie to you.
Is the Giants good for your mentals right now?
Honestly?
They weren't good for my mentals on television. Chaz got just covered two games and he scored two runs in 18 innings against the Pittsburgh freaking Pirates. Well, come on, man.
Hey, look, well, you know, you're always welcome to FaceTime me and you and Serge and Richie.
Yeah,
could break it down. You know, we definitely could. Okay, are we done with the Warriors? Is there anything else you'd like to address on them? Because I would like to ask you about the Giants.
It's your show, baby. Yeah, it's your show.
All right. I miss you. I talk to you all the time off air, but it's nice to talk to you on air. Giants and their moves yesterday. Look, you can make the argument they probably should have moved Wilmer Flores as well, just because of where he's going to be at the end of this year and probably not on the team moving forward. I thought they did what they needed to do, and I think the guy to me that's kind of the most frustrating, it's not Yaz, it's not Tyler Rogers. Those guys were good players. Rogers was excellent. Camillo represented so much found promise. He came out of nowhere, and you could see he had tantalizing skills. And that game five against the Dodgers, I mean, it's so frustrating. And he did end up having 38, 39 saves one year, led baseball. I thought this guy, in the right situation, with the right mechanics, right team around him, he had potential to be a 300, 350 save guy. I really thought that. I thought he had that kind of makeup. And then the pitch clock happened. He loses, faith in how they're utilizing him. There was a lot going on. He loses his confidence. They shined him up this year. It's just the fact that they had to get rid of him at the deadline, which was probably the right move at probably the right time. It's just sad. And it kind of, more than even Joey Bart, or Pat Bailey or whatever, this one, like, he was an all-star. He was a player. And it just didn't work out. It's a tough one to swallow for me. And it was probably the right move.
Yeah. You know, you put me on to Doval. I remember you talk about Doval when he first came up. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? The guy just gave up five runs on game. You're like, 5B, he's got the stuff. And he goes to AAA. And he gets called up for one game. But they've been at Colorado, of course.
Yeah, it was.
And he looked dynamic. And they sent him back down. I'm like, oh, damn. Maybe Shasko was onto something. And so he becomes a closer. And he was so dynamic to me. Once you put me onto him, I thought, man, this guy has the potential to be one of the best closers in Giants history. I mean, up there were Rob Nen, Brian Wilson, Rod Beck. He had better stuff than Rod Beck. He had better stuff than Brian Wilson. But at times, he didn't trust his fastball. And that would get him into trouble, especially with the pitch clock. He would go slider, 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 and lose faith in his fastball. But he was solid, though. He was a solid player. And I think the frustrating part is, you see the Hall of the A's now. I'm not a big prospect guy. I'm not going to pretend. You know, these rankings, they're all over the place, right? I don't know what's what. But the A's came up on the number three prospect from the Padres system, this shortstop who's supposed to be dynamic, for Mason Miller. So I thought, man, maybe the Giants can get something really, really good for Camilo Duval. And they get some prospects here that are ranked, 10th? 12th, or no, excuse me, that's the Mets. They're lower teams for the New York Yankees. Yeah, it is sad, but you figured you had to make a move. But he had control. He had team control. So could you go in another direction and maybe trade another reliever and just keep Camilo Duval? Because I'm trying to build for next season now, 2026. What does it look like for 2026? Now you guys mentioned Wilmer Flores. Can't the Giants – would it surprise you guys if they just DFA Wilmer Flores and maybe open up a batch for somebody, maybe like a Marco Luciano, like a McCray, like a Bryce Eldridge maybe in September? I don't know. But it's just sad because we're not used to being sellers, Evan and Joe. We're not used to being sellers around here in the Bay Area when it comes to the Giants. And when Devers got traded here and they won that Friday night game in Dodger Stadium and then Sunday night baseball, of course they lose it, but they get Devers. I truly thought this team was going to be contending in the National League. Giants fans were back. You could feel it. You could feel it. When they won the last two games of that Padres series, you could feel Giants fans saying, you know what? We got a shot to compete in the NL West. And the fact that they just face-planted and get swept by the Pirates at home, they've been swept by the Marlins at home, they've lost two or three to the White Sox. It's been a disaster. And it's been everything: bad base running, bad defense, terrible hitting, runners in scoring position. They batted under 100 with runners in scoring position against the Pittsburgh Pirates, on that six-game homestand. So I don't know, but three things I'm watching real quick. Jung-Hoo Lee, the young pitchers, Roop, Wisenhunt, Birdsong. And how does Bo Mel win over some fans again? Because everybody's out on Bo Mel right now.
Yeah, and look, I'm kind of with you. It's better to be sellers than to do what they've done, which is sit in a spiral for the last couple of years, praying to God that they turn around a false sense of hope, essentially. But we got a couple more minutes before we got to hit a break. I do got to ask you, I mean, football's back. And I got to ask you what you thought of your boy last night slinging that thing during the Hall of Fame game. And I'm talking about Trey Lance. Yeah, that guy.
I'm not going to go crazy. Look, he played against third stringers. He played against guys who probably wouldn't be on the roster once week one rolls around. But he
137
did look good.
QBR, B.
Look, Trey Lance, again, when he gets a shot, just like James Wiseman his rookie year, James Wiseman was getting better and better by the game, but people misremember that. We had Anthony Slater on, and he kind of acknowledged that. Like, people forget, Wiseman was getting better and better, and then the injury slipped full. And that's unfortunate. You can say what you want to say. You could have revisited his history, but Trey Lance looked like that in the preseason. And I always thought, what if they just started him his first year? Look, you could have started him in Detroit. Detroit Lions sucked. It was Dan Campbell's first game. You start him with a soft landing in Detroit. You go to Philadelphia. You started 2-4 that season anyway. Yeah. And if Trey Lance would have struggled as a rookie, you could have always gone back to Jimmy Garoppolo. You could have always done that. And he would have been the savior. And everybody would say, yay, Jimmy G for president. And you would have been fine. It doesn't feel like he got the fair shake out here in San Francisco. So I'm happy for the young man. When Chris Collinsworth mentioned that he's younger than Michael Pittings Jr. and the guy from New Orleans, I said, damn, he still got a lot of hope. So I'm pulling for the young man. And he looked good yesterday.
I was so happy for him. And just to look like a competent NFL player, and not even a starter or anything, just a competent and confident. And it goes back to Jim Harbaugh. There are better X's and O's guys in the game. There's no doubt about it. He's not an X's and O's guy. But there's something that I love about him. And I'm a big believer in, like, you gotta have confidence and you gotta believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. And having that person in your life that believes in you, we all need a Harbaugh in our life. And I love him for what he really does. Like, yeah, I think Harbaugh's he believes great. All the stuff he says to Alex, to Cap, to all the different quarterbacks throughout the years. I truly believe he feels that way because he knows what it's like to be a scuffling quarterback with no confidence.
Told Herbert to throw four picks in a playoff game.
Yeah, journeyman quarterback, man, with the Bears and the Colts. I remember when he had that great run with the Indianapolis Colts where they lost on a Hail Mary. Or excuse me, they almost caught a Hail Mary against the Pittsburgh Steelers back at Three River Stadium.
I do remember.
Happy comeback, Jim Harbaugh. So you know, situation matters, culture matters, who you're around matters, and having the right guy like Harbaugh. Because I'll never forget when he told Alex Smith they won a game in Detroit, the handshake game. And he looked at Alex Smith and says, you're the best quarterback in the league. You're great. You're great. And I'm like, all right, Jim. You're tripping, but you know what? Look what it did for Alex Smith when he went to Kansas City. Look what it did. Look what Justin Herbert looks like. Look what Michigan, J.J. McCarthy became a first-round pick. I'm at the Rose Bowl watching J.J. McCarthy. I'm saying, this guy ain't even a fourth-round pick. He got him to be a first-round pick. So Jim Harbaugh is awesome, man. He breathes confidence, and he knows the position. He's played the game at a high level. But I don't want to revisit and say, oh, the Niners did this. And it's not an indictment on Shanahan.
No.
The situation was different. The Niners were in win-now mode. What happened, unfortunately, he broke his finger in preseason. He broke his leg when he became a starter. It sucked.
Look, it is what it is. He didn't perform here. They made the right decision. They moved on to Brock. Yep. But I'm still rooting for the young man. So that's all.
No doubt. And there's nothing wrong with that. And people, when you do root for a guy, oh, man, you're a stan, you're this, you're that. And people are just so nasty. I don't know why.
You can't wish him well.
People are so nasty. Yeah. Good luck to Trey Lance. I'm rooting for him. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm rooting for Mike Yastrzemski with the Kansas City Royals. All right.
I got you, B.
Oh, hey. You are? Wow, that's surprising.
I mean, I did a hit with Carrington, your boy, in KC yesterday. We're up against it. I'll brag later off air.
Yeah, Bonte.
Carrington Harrison, I'm going to have to unfollow him on Twitter. He's bringing you on a show.
Well, you got to boost ratings.
Hey, B, appreciate you, man. Have fun at training camp.
All right, boys. When are you guys coming down here, man?
Next Thursday.
Down here to Santa Clara, man. You guys are missing out.
Yeah, we're up against a hard network out.
Yeah, send us a couple videos of Brock. Sorry. All right, brother.
Hey, I love missing breaks.
Well, you helped us right there.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.